Welcome to episode 2, I can't believe we finally got here, of Solving None of the World's Problems. I almost forgot our name. I came up with it and I loved it. I'm your host, Toasty.
I'm Lamb Jazz.
You're my guy, and we're the two guys that are going to solve none of the world's problems today. So, the first thing I want to kind of dive into, because I'm very on and off with this, and it feels like it's always pointless. Have you ever done online dating?
In the past a bit, but I can say it never. I probably never set up my profile properly because I got like no matches.
Maybe they didn't hear your accent. That's the thing. Like, women love accents.
I only realize now. I was such an idiot back then because, like, it's geolocation. So when when Irish people see my name, they're not going to think I'm Irish. They're going to think I'm from somewhere else. So I only thought that maybe that played into like a factor too.
So your name isn't Irish? Like, it sounds Irish to me. Where is it from?
It's definitely not. It's like Middle Eastern. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah. No, it is 100%. Irish names are like Cormac and like Connor and that kind of Luke or whatever. It's all like stuff.
I don't know. Yours sounds really... Oh, whatever. I'm not Irish. I know nothing about Ireland, so I'm probably wrong on this anyways.
Yeah, that's just what I found. And it's only later on I realized, like, wait, maybe I should have included that. I don't know. Anyway.
Whatever. Not important. With online dating, though, I saw this thing on Reddit when I was browsing. A woman traveled 3 hours to meet a Tinder date. At first, I'm going to be honest, if it takes me more than an hour to go on a first date with someone, I'm not interested at this time. I'm not that kind of desperate. But anyway, she gets there, and the guy called her fat and then left her at the station. Now, I don't know if the girl in the picture is the actual girl or just a random picture. She doesn't look fat to me.
She doesn't to me too. Listen, hear me out. If it's someone special and you both are on the same page, I'd say go for it.
If you talk and you seem to really gel, go for a long travel.
If it's one of those things where it's like, oh no, you know, this is like my first date.
Talked to them for 2 days.
Now, this is my first date, but I'm also going on another first date tomorrow and the next day. And then, you know, you're just on a list. I feel like then it's a bit, I don't know. You're kind of...
Online dating has just become such a fucking nightmare. It really is an absolute pain to meet anyone these days. Like, for one thing, I'm far more interesting in person. I can talk and all that and be interesting. But when it's online, no matter how fun I have, even when I'm trying to make a joke, some people take it seriously and immediately they're gone.
Like, yeah.
It is impossible for my personality to get there. And yet it gets stuck with online dating so much. I hate it.
The thing about online is, well, it's not online forever. You're going to meet them eventually because it's not going to work if it's 100% online forever. And you also got to think there's different aspects to it. Like, you have Tinder, but there's also this new group emerging that are just like Discord. You know what I mean?
Oh, and then the people that like you are never the ones that you would like, it seems like. And it's just...
Yeah, I don't know. It's
how can we solve this problem? How can we solve this world problem? And now, I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to go to my first immediate inclination like last episode.
I shoot them.
Assume death is the best way to fix it. But I think, you know what? Maybe this is a business opportunity for someone out there. Online dating doesn't work. It's time to figure out a new system that incorporates the internet. And this is actually a good answer for once compared to usually solving other problems. I think if someone just needs to come up with something really good to really take online dating to the next level and actually make it happen for people.
Yeah, well, what I can add to it is I know years ago there was just like Tinder was the biggest, but I also know that when Bumble, because the thing about Bumble was the whole girl or woman, female or whatever, talks first or initiates the conversation. That exploded too.
But Bumble is terrible now. And it always has, because like I match with lots of girls and hell, they usually like me first. And then we match and they say nothing as if somehow they're assuming I'm going to say the thing. I can't. You have to say something, anything. But then they don't. And it's like, well, what was the point of this? I've once again been gotten excited and disappointed.
Yeah. But there's so many other avenues as well, because I feel like to me, I'd rather someone not respond than to it just being a solo, boring conversation and you're dragging it along. Because I'd rather not waste the time of, like, you know, those people where it's just like, you're just trying your hardest to start a conversation and you're getting, like, okays and lol, oh, man. Or haha.
That's just it. Yeah, like, no fucking responses. They don't ask you questions. Like, how is this supposed to work?
Like, I feel like those kind of people,
they like the attention, maybe. They like being...
They get absolutely bombarded on those apps. And how I know, true. There was this one, I'm not going to name the person, obviously, but there was this one person in my school course, and she sent me a screen, like, video of her phone on Bumble, and I shit you not, she had, like, thousands of messages. Hundreds of unmatched, like, hundreds of messages. I'm just, like, sitting there, like, whoa. Like, because I never really saw it from a perspective of a woman.
And then there's me, who's lucky to get one in a fucking week.
I was the same back then, though. I wouldn't even, and even if it was, it'd either be a bot trying to convince me to give up Bitcoin, or...
Oh, my God. Have you seen, like, the ones where it's all super hot Asian women? It's like, wow, I'm surprised at how many super hot Asian model women love me and want to meet me, when those are all bots. They're always like, let's meet on WhatsApp. I'm like,
million percent. And I feel like I read somewhere that the Facebook dating thing was filled with that. I never used that, but...
Apparently. But it also says something a lot about society and the fetishization of Asian women in general. They always use hot Asian women. And it's just, but maybe that's because it's the most believable, maybe.
Yeah.
A hot white woman, for example, people are like, no, that's not going to happen. I don't believe this at all. But they're hot Asian women. Some of those guys are dumb enough to fall for it.
Oh, 100%. Well, the way I'm thinking about it, if I'm a scammer, I would just use, a random woman. I feel like that's way more believable nowadays, just because of how much they've used the Asian market. You know what I mean?
You want to know why they don't use, like, any old, like, white women, for example?
Why?
The reason is, and I learned this about from a podcast about, it was one strictly about scams and such.
Yeah.
The reason is, like, you know how you get those really brutal emails where it's quite obvious fishing, it's bullshit?
Yeah.
So the reason they are is, if a person can fall for the obviously bullshit, then it's a lot easier to convince them to give you money. That's why they always use the hot Asian women. If they're dumb enough to fall for the super hot Asian women, they're more likely to give money. That's why it works like that.
You know, I've never actually thought of it like that. That makes sense.
It makes tons of sense. Because what's the point in putting a really good effort into something that looks really good when a person's going to maybe fall for it, but then they're going to know you're full of shit right away and not give you information, versus the people who are like, oh, Microsoft sent me this email. They spelled Microsoft wrong, but it's probably fine. They're a lot more likely to just accept and give money.
Yeah. I'm 100% in agreement. Also,
so maybe for people who do that, our solve could be death. Maybe on that.
Yeah, death. And also, a lot of scammers that I used to face even back then was that a lot of them would want to go on a WhatsApp, you know? And
WhatsApp is instantly, the big one.
Like, I feel like a large majority of them want to go on WhatsApp.
If it's WhatsApp, it's probably a scam.
Oh, 2,000,000%. I feel like if anyone's adding you on any other app, you really do have to just investigate them.
For those times while you have Facebook, do you ever get invites from random pretty women, like, to be your friend on Facebook?
No, not really.
I get it all the time, but I think it's because they think I'm desperate or something, but also alphabetically.
Yeah.
So, like, my first letter is an A. So it happens a lot. Yeah, like, I get fucking pocket dialed by people a lot. I get a lot, and so I feel like I get added alphabetically by these hot scam women. And then a really funny thing is you see friends of yours who have also accepted, and they're like, "Oh, you dumb bitch! They're not fucking real. They're not real. Why would a random hot girl suddenly fucking friend you? Come on. Unless you know the person, there's no reason. Please
maybe we need to find the hot girl and ask them why, if they'd ever add a random person."
I already know the answer, and I'm not even a hot girl. Because they wouldn't. Nobody. Well, that's not true. There was a girl I worked with who I never talked to once, but she added me on Facebook. This is when Facebook was first still coming out.
Yeah.
And there was a time where people measured their worth by how many friends they had. So
oh my God.
She added me because she recognized me from our job, and that's it. And I was like, no.
I don't know.
I'm not a numbers game.
Like, online dating works. Like, it does. But
for some, maybe. There's two rules, Lamb Jazz. There's two rules for success in online dating, and at least most of it. It's A, be handsome or pretty. B, don't be ugly.
Yeah,
those are the two rules for online dating, typically. Unless you're looking, you aren't going to match.
It's definitely...
I mean, it's a little bit easier for women to find people, because, like, they're the gatekeepers at the end of the day. They can pick and choose.
I've tried to tell a couple of women that were in my school course that, and they kind of, like, told me no, but in my head I'm like...
You told them what? And they said no.
I kind of told them that, like, well, in a lot of the cases, I don't know what topic we were talking about, but it was obviously on the lines of this. And I told them, like, well, I feel like a lot of the cases is the women that hold the keys. And one of them said, no, I don't think so. And I was kind of like, I don't know. Because I feel like any dude, you know, if the doors are open, they're going to do it regardless. You know, if their standards are that low or whatever.
Like, exactly. Some guys will just take what they can get and just go to town as long as they can or as long as they feel like. But really, they have to be willing. But it's like, at the end of the day, if the girl says no, then you're out no matter what. At least not true. There are some guys who don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
They're pieces of shit. Consent is king.
But they're also, I mean, there's a lot of guys enabling that culture. So, like, why would a woman do it if it wasn't working? You know what I mean?
What a world we live in, too. It's like, the dynamic has changed in some ways. Like, you've seen some of these guys, some of them, people refer to them as cocks, or, like, they're basically just, they love being dominated by women. Like, what a change. Where does this come from?
I don't know. I did read, like, some research thing a while back, and it was more or less saying... It was because of generational parenting shifts, but can you really? I don't know. You can't really.
I think there's a lot of factors. I think it's not one thing.
Yeah. And I don't I don't think you can ever solve it, to be honest with you.
No,
it's just one of those things.
There's opportunity out there to come up with something completely different from the system that works way better. Why not try and figure it out? In fact, I think I might try and do that myself.
Well, it's a good idea. But another thing I also feel like is, like, why try when you could just have the same model as everyone else and get money? You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, a lot
of people nowadays...
You gotta take a risk. Yeah. If you want to really make... You can make okay bucks if you get something that works decently. But if you change the fucking game, you stand to make out like a bandit, though. It's a lot more risky...
Yeah,
but it's if you can find the right thing and really put some time to think into it before you even spend the money, you can really make something happen.
Well, I feel like a lot of people nowadays aren't actually dreaming. You know what I mean? That's why I feel like all those Andrew Tates and all are very popular, because they're asking you to become the better self. And I feel like everyone nowadays is just, I'll just settle for a second.
Just an aggressive douchebag who doesn't take no for an answer. Which is leading shit to something else. Like, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of situations where not taking no for an answer is great, but there are other times where you got to take that no and go.
It's definitely not topic based. It's like not objective. How do you say it? Like, situational.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah, that's exactly what. It's just situational. Like, there's a time you have to be aggressive, and there's time where you don't have to be.
Don't be a dick.
Exactly.
Just like the people who decorate the back of their vehicles.
Oh, I sent you a couple of those, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures you sent. Like, it's amazing how people will turn the back of their vehicles into their entire life or their political opinion. And it's like, why? Because what if you change your mind and you have to clean up the whole thing? I just don't. And then, A, maybe you want to resell the vehicle or God knows what. But it's just like...
It's
too much work.
Yeah, I think that I think it's kind of dangerous. That and custom license plates, because you know how many You know how many nuts...
license plates you pay for. That's not a
Yeah, problem. But you know how many nuts there are out there, like road rage, and they will stalk you if they think you did something wrong while driving?
Like, Lem, answer me this. Have you ever seen anything on the back of someone's vehicle that made you think, maybe I should rethink my stance on this? Ever? No, has that ever happened?
If anything, that's just made me, like... That's just... Like, when I see an extreme, like, bumper stickers or extreme... political stickers on cars, to me that's just like an automatic red flag. Like, avoid this car and this person at all costs.
That or anyone that says that makes politics their entire personality.
Oh yeah, no.
That like they just cannot get over. Like, things have gotten really bad with this whole left and right shit. It's gotten it's too fucking much.
All people really are talking about.
All people suck for the most part. We can't even discuss anymore. We can't have different opinions. At all. No one accepts. Like, we can't really discuss shit anymore. And I'm not saying one side is better at the other. Both sides have really fucking just gone to the extremes. Like, that's why I consider myself moderate. Right in the middle, there's some good from both sides, but neither extreme is the best way to
go. Yeah, well, what I don't get is, because, like, what I like to do is, I think about something that's happening, and I might have a moral view on it, but you kind of have to take that away and just look at it and analyze what's going on and see what two people are saying. You know what I mean?
So,
and I don't like to just blindly pick. Like, I like to find the truth if I can on something. And if I can't find it, well, then I'm like...
You're not the kind of person where you don't do, like, bias searching, where you really try to find answers that support what you want. Like, you really try to keep yourself open.
Like, I'm happy to find holes in anything, even if it's something I believe in, whatever. You know, if you find holes in something, it might make you even stronger in that belief. Or, you know, it might make you question, I don't know,
reality. Exactly. I know. That direction usually is never fun. When you have to question your whole reality, it's like, fuck no.
Yeah, especially on those dating apps when you get a message from hot Asians. Bitcoin.
Oh, my God. Oh, QT. Well, that's a terrible fake Asian name. That's awful, but whatever. Oh, QT likes me. Maybe I am desirable.
No, listen, but what makes that situation worse is you know there is, like, normal Asian people looking for dating, and they're probably, like, sitting there, thinking, why are people blocking me? Why aren't they responding?
Why is everyone telling me to be to fuck off, scammer? No.
Exactly, so it's
that's just
a rough
though.
Situation.
There are some pretty Asian people out there that are looking for love, and they're just getting rejected by everybody.
You know, if there's any pretty Asians right now with crazy bumper stickers, they can add us right now, and it'll be fine.
That or they're getting a ton of dick pics. I feel bad for women, too, because you can guarantee almost 90% of women on dating apps, they have been sent a collection of penis pictures.
Oh, definitely. I don't understand that too, though, because when a woman sees a penis on a phone, it's not attractive. Like, penises are ugly, you know? It's not
penises
it's not attractive.
Are the worst looking body
Yeah, it's not attractive.
Anything.
Like,
And it's funny, these guys are so confident. They're like, she's going to see my penis, and she's going to immediately fall in love and want to be my little bitch, or whatever the fuck these guys want. Which brings me to how I hate the whole daddy thing. Where it's like the guys like
list.
Being called daddy, like, oh, please, no. Well, it's not an F, so it's not going to go onto the F list. But it's just like, I heard this joke and I really hated it, where it's like, oh, I always hate when I'm at my girlfriend's parents' place. She says, pass the salt, daddy, and me and her dad both reach for the salt.
That's extreme. That.
Whoever finds that kind of shit hot, being called daddy, get some help. Seriously, that's...
I also feel like all that stuff is very younger generation stuff. Like, younger, just turn adults people, like...
It's more frequent, I would say, in the younger generation now.
Yeah.
Like, people are finding their thing, and they're letting their freak flag fly. But, like... And I'm fine with that, but it's the problem is when it turns into... Something that's like, maybe there's a deeper issue here, like wanting to be called daddy or wanting to call your boyfriend daddy. Like,
And also people self-diagnosing, like, oh, I have family problems, so I'm going to be get into daddy issues.
Well, some people just don't want to face the truth. They would rather cookie cutter it with some bullshit and make things easier.
And they probably are the people that have the crazy stickers too, you know?
man. This has been a very productive chat so far, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's been great.
Not as much fun or funny, I guess, I was hoping for. Well, we've had some good
stuff.
It's
just, I mean, there's a fun side to everything in life, but there's also not a fun side. Like, how do you joke about the dating stuff?
How do you joke about the dating stuff? I don't know, bring up Asian women for like the fourth time. Hot Asian women can't find a date.
Yeah. I don't think you ever can fix that. Like, it's impossible.
No, but you can improve it. Like, yeah, here's the thing.
Just bring them
out the back. We can keep saying we can't fix problems, but if we don't try, then we're never going to fix things. There's always going to be a solution if there are people trying. That's just that we can't give up. I know it's easier to just not try. It really is. But sometimes you just got to fucking put in an effort. Make a change. That's how revolutions happen.
Well, that's very true.
It changes the whole world.
I also think as well, I mean, you know, we always say, oh, look at the younger generation. But you got to think these people are going to be adults eventually, you know, in the future, and older people. So you got to think they might wise up. Like, the reality is they might get in a tough situation in their life and they're not going to be who they were in the past. Like, if you look at yourself back when you were just turned an adult, you're gonna say to yourself, well, I've changed 20 times over. So, I mean, there is hope. You can't just say, oh, no, we're doomed this time.
Exactly.
There. So there is hope.
But you know how, like, I'm a millennial, and what are you?
I'm Zoomer, bro.
You're a Zoomer, right? Yeah. Well, some assholes are trying, because these fucking terms are so dumb. It just puts us into boxes, separate from each other, and try to make us all hate each other. Well, there's a new one some dickheads are trying to create. So there's Gen Z, which is you. I'm Gen Y. We're millennials. You're Zoomers or whatever. Yeah. So someone's like, the age bracket, anyone born between 1997 through 2012, they're zillennials.
Oh, my God.
Like, fuck off. Just stop.
Yeah,
just
but
stop
the thing is, I can't even, like...
What about the time between fucking zillennials and millennials? What are we going to call them? And then after Zoomers, what, are we going to go back to A? We're the Aberunios.
It actually isn't A. I only learned recently it's actually Alpha.
Alpha? Oh, fuck. I heard some people wanted to call the Generation Z the founders because they're going to fix all the problems. I'm like, fuck off. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, we all have to work together. We got to stop this generational separation thing. I know it's hard. I know it's going to require hard talks, but we got to fucking buckle down and change shit for the better.
But you also got to think, I know we always look down at the younger generation, but they're going to get older. They're going to go through stuff. They're not going to be just crazy daddy issues going into their 40s, you know?
We can guide them. We can guide them in the right direction by just reaching out, not choosing to hate them because they're a younger generation. Oh, yeah. I mean, you and I get along just fine. You call me Papa Toasty sometimes, which is a little weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, and it's funny, too. I have a lot of younger friends in their 20s, and they all call me dad and shit. It's like, I'm in my 30s. Stop making me feel old. I'm only 35.
Not that old, bro.
Yeah, but people call me Papa doesn't help.
Like, to me,
and this goes back
like...
to the whole daddy thing. Now I've got guy friends calling me Papa and Daddy. I'm like, don't
do
that to me.
What do you do then?
I just roll with it. I have no choice. You're gonna continue calling me Papa Toasty, whether I like it or not.
You're boxed in the corner, man. You're just barking for your.
My buddy I work with on my job, he fucking said Happy Father's Day to me, and I said, fuck you. Oh, he's a good
You know, when it is Father's Day, I had someone say Happy Cat Dad.
Oh, that's
croissant's cat. So
I can roll with that. That's okay.
I was like, I can take that. That's fine. I got a t-shirt and all.
I gotta say, like, this felt really good. I think it's a little bit earlier than I prefer, but you know what? Like, I feel like this is a really good chat. I had some good fun with you today, Lamb Jazz. As always, you were such a pleasure. And I don't think I would rather not solve none of the world's problems with anyone else but you.
I'm most certainly the same.
So please, if you enjoyed the show, give us 5 stars. If you didn't, you know what? We're open to feedback. This shit's brand new. There's probably 5 of you listening, and we appreciate you 5 people. Actually, 5 feels a bit optimistic. But either way, if you got questions, topics, ideas, stuff you want us to discuss, you can email us very easily at solvingnoneoftheworldsproblems@gmail.com. It's spelled exactly as it is. SolvingNoneOftheWorldsProblems. WORLDSPROBLEMS at gmail.com. I spelt it out because we might have some dyslexic listeners and maybe make it a little bit easier.
No, there's nothing worse. As a fellow dyslexic, there's nothing worse when someone says something in audio and you can't.
You can't imagine the word and such. Yeah. So yeah. That's why I did it this time. I'm not going to do it often. I just did it for the laughs, really, because it was like, that's a lot. Did you notice where I had to pause there to remember the name of the show?
Yeah.
So please, thank you so much for listening in. 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. We appreciate your feedback. Giving us 5 stars does help the show grow and reach out to more people who would like to hear us solve nothing. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lamb Jazz, it's a pleasure as always, my friend.
Thank you, boy.
Bye.